morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is January the 5th, 2020. Do you know Bill W.? Are you his friend? Yesterday morning, I was reading a story from the 20th anniversary edition of Chicken Soup for the Soul. And that book is full of encouraging short stories, and you know, it doesn't replace scripture, and it's definitely not inspired, but the thoughts in it are encouraging. And the 20th edition, anniversary edition, tells stories of how previous stories that were written in the Chicken Soup series aided the readers of those stories. So the story I read yesterday was about a recovering alcoholic who was a stewardess. She was struggling with her addiction. She decided to page the friends of Bill W., and within minutes, many had come to her gate to help her in her time of need. Well, I didn't know the significance of the friends of Bill W., but apparently a motto that Alcoholics Anonymous has is that if you are a friend of Bill W., that's an anonymous way of saying that you're a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. And so this stewardess is in the LAX airport, and she pages over the loudspeaker, "The friends of Bill W., please come to such and such gate." And people left their gates, and some even missed their flights to come and help her in her time of need. The saying hangs on the walls of meeting rooms, and here's what it is. When anyone anywhere reaches out their hand for help, I want to be the hand of AA to be there, and for that, I am responsible. Man, what a powerful statement. For that, I am responsible. For helping someone else, I am responsible. As I read that, I thought how that is what the church should be. Members of a church should feel the responsibility to help others in their time of need. Why is it that instead of helping one another, many want to tear others down? Instead of picking each other up, many want to push others down. So as I thought about this, I thought about how this is the perfect example of how discipleship should work. When someone is struggling in their Christian walk, they should know that someone is available to lend a helping hand. They should know that someone is available to pray with them. They should know that someone will support them. We should have plenty of candidates available because all of us struggle with sin. So all of us struggle with the flesh. We should have plenty of people available to help others in our time of need. I thought about how many Christians would be available to help if the cry came from another to help. I thought about how many Christians would miss their flight, as those did on that day, to help this stewardess. And then I thought about the call of God upon Isaiah. "Here I am, Lord, send me." We know that's the response of Isaiah when God made the call of "Who will go for me?" Isaiah was willing. This is a scripture which the Lord used to call me into the ministry. I was willing to go. And I want to be one who is willing to drop everything and help another Christian on their walk. How would the development of young Christians change if they knew they could call upon someone anytime, anywhere, and expect someone to come to their aid? We need to learn to develop young Christians. We need to learn how to share our own struggles in discipleship, and we need to help others as they grow in Christ. Again, anywhere, anytime, be willing to help and be willing to say, as a mature Christian, "Here am I, Lord, send me." If someone is in the need, if someone is struggling, let me be the one that is willing to go to them and lend a helping hand in time of need, even if they're overtaken in a fault, even if they're struggling in sin. I would be willing to go to them, not in judgment, but willing to help them overcome the struggle that they have faced. And remember this about God. God understands that we're but flesh. And so he understands the mistakes and the errors that we make. And he's always there to lift us up. And so let's be that for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Be like a friend of Bill W. When someone cries out for a need, let's be willing to go and help. Let's pray. Lord, today, thank you for grace. Thank you that we know that your mercy never fails. Lord, I pray that you would help me to have a heart full of mercy. I pray that you would help me to have a great concern for others. Help me to be willing to help that one who calls out for help. And help me to be willing to say, here am I, Lord, send me. We thank you for Jesus Christ. It is in his name we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.